Staff at Bor Hospital are staying home. They are protesting delays in processing their incentives for the month of July. The action of the health workers has affected several patients who say they have been stranded at the hospital without services. 30-year-old Lachol Mayom, a mother of three children, says the state government should pay medical staff at the hospital so children can receive treatment.
She was admitted on Monday, and from that day up to today, no one is attending to us. And even going outside is very difficult, because when you don't have money to go to the clinic, you cannot go outside. We are just seated like that. Tell the government to talk to them and pay them their salaries so that they can come back.
Michael Lemkor, a registered midwife working at Bor State Hospital, says he has been forced to do other work while waiting for his July payment.
Better that you go and burn your shackles, or you go and work in the clinic where you will be paid something very small that you will feed your family. Like for me here, I used to come here and work, and the other relatives are the one helping me.
Mabior Madit Mabior, a clinical officer at Bor State Hospital who decided to go to work, says he and a few other health workers are managing critical cases.
Those who are in the ward in a critical condition, we manage them. But the new cases, we are not managing them. Those are patients that are now in the ward, those who are in critical, those of wounded and inpatient ward, and those in labor ward, those who are in critical, in maternity, they are there. So, but those who have been just a little bit, we discharge them.
The Director General at the State Ministry of Health did not answer several calls for comment on the strike and the conditions of the patients at the hospital. For VOA News, I am Amira Bramquart, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.